Yeah, Jack, I hooked my radiotomy up to a Nagoya UT-72 and popped it on an ammo can in my bedroom just trying to see if I could hit the Detroit repeater from here.
Now you're sounding a lot better. I don't know what you did, but you do sound a lot better. Over.
That's a good copy. Thank you very much, sir.
So you're on DB20G, and I'm on a DB20G anyhow. Are you in a base station or in the truck?
Negative. I'm on the DM30 handheld, and I'm running it with the adapter to my Nagoya UT-72G on a camel can.
I see what you're saying. Is it going to be in your car, or is it going to be at home? And what is your location right now? I'm over here in Rochester Hills.
I'm in Taylor, Michigan. I'll be running this setup from home for right now.
So you're in Taylor, correct? That's what it is?
That is correct. Taylor, Michigan.
So if you're going to put it at home, I can tell you what is my antenna is out there. It's a Harvest PC200 with this Reality DB20G. And I'm running the coax cable, LMR240. Over.
That's a good copy, sir. I have the Wooksen 20-watt radio.
That Wixom radio, Wixom Ocean, correct?
Yeah, I believe it's pronounced Ocean. That's what I was running in my vehicle. I'm testing this antenna. I'm thinking about setting that up as a base station. Over.
Yeah, well, listen, you got a good radio out there. So I know it's not my business, so you're going to need a good antenna out there, too. Over.
Yes, sir, definitely will.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. No problem anyhow. Well, good talking to you. And keep going if you like. I don't mind giving you a radio check at all and help you out if I can. Over.
Yeah, I've talked to you before. You're Jack, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, my name is Jack. Correct. Over.
Yeah, this is Wes. We've talked before a few times, Jack. I thank you. WRTF 910 clear.